Brother, you just take right over. God bless your heart. Amen. Well, you didn't tell him how to turn it on. You got to remember, he's from North Carolina. Amen.
Amen. It's a joy to be in the tabernacle tonight. I want to say I appreciate the Lord giving us travel grace. I appreciate most of all being saved. I'll forget a lot of mile markers I passed, but I'll never forget the day he saved me. Amen. 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 And you know, it don't matter if I do forget it. He'll remember it. Amen. Amen. The rainbow in the sky wasn't for Noah to remember anyway. It was for the Lord to remember. Amen. So I'm not worried about losing it. He's the one that gave it to me, and he's the one taking care of it. I'd ask that you pray for us tonight as we say just a few things the Lord's laid upon our heart. We just come to honor Him and glorify Him. Amen. And He's the one that's worthy. Amen. Amen. We didn't come to rally around a certain preacher. We come to rally around Christ. Amen. 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 Didn't come to rally around a certain church. Came to rally around Jesus. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the Gospel of John chapter 4. Gospel of John chapter 4. And verse number 21. We all, I'm sure, know the story of the woman at the well. And Jesus is having a conversation with her. And Jesus deals with a lot of things concerning her life. And she tried to tell him about her heritage and her father Jacob. And he was trying to all the time to give her a drink of living water. We find over in verse 21, they begin to discuss worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. Boy, you could put that in any newspaper. In America. Now, they're worshiping, but they don't know what they're worshiping. He said, we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I want you to notice this. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. This woman, in all of her sinfulness, all of her wretchedness, knew three things. She was as lost, I guess, as any person could be lost. She lived a terrible life and was living a terrible life. But in the midst of her wretchedness and sinfulness, she knew three things. She said, first of all, she said, I know that Messiah is coming. Amen. Now, there may be a lot of saved people not even know that. Right. Now, this woman has not been saved yet. And she knew that the Messiah was coming. Number two, she said, I also know that he's called Christ. Well, what a blessing to know that. And then number three, she said, I know when he comes, is called Christ, he will tell us all things. Now that's a lot to know. Not to know Jesus. Amen. Now, I wish some of my church members knew more knowing that they're saved. Amen. She was not saved, but she knew three things. She said, I know the Lord's coming. I know Messiah is coming, and I know that he's called Christ, and I know that when he gets here, he'll tell us all things. And then Jesus looked right at her, and he said, I'm here. I want to preach tonight on I'm here. Amen. Not me, but him. Now, I do know one thing. We need him here more than anything else. I need him here in my life. We need him in our churches here.
That's right.
Amen. You say, well, they need him overseas. Yeah, I know, but we need him here.
Right.
They need him down the road. I know that, but we need him here.
Right.
He must needs go through Samaria, wound up sitting on a well. It's hard to draw water out of your well when he's sitting on it. He was sitting on her well. She couldn't get the kind of water she'd been used to because he's wanting to give her some water she never had had before. And she said, well, as he sat there, she said, don't you know that the Samaritans have no dealings with the Jews? Jesus said, I just want you to know I'm here. Amen. By the way, you wouldn't be saved if he hadn't come there. Amen. There's no greater blessing, I don't think, than knowing that Jesus is here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you know when the Lord announced, when God the Father announced about the birth of his Son? And when he come, they said, we're going to call his name Jesus. And we're going to call, thank God, him Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Boy, knowing he's here. Amen. There's a lot of folks here tonight, but I hope he gets here.
Amen.
I think he's already here.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, he came early.
Amen.
About everything he did it early.
Amen.
Amen. So Jesus being on the scene, Jesus being here. Now, we don't need him anywhere else except here. You know why that we need him here? Because that's where you are. You never are there. You're always here. If you ever get there, then you're not there, you're here. The only place that we need him is here. I need him here. The camp meeting needs him here. The preachers that preach need him here. The singers that sing need him here.
Amen.
Oh, we need him here. Let me just give you two or three things. Number one, in times of sorrow. In times of sorrow. Boy, I'm glad that he's here. Jesus is saying, in times of sorrow, I'm here. You remember the story in John 11 about Martha and Mary? It says, then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been Lord, if thou hadst been
here.
Oh, she said, Lord, if you'd just been here. Lord, we need you here. Oh, what a blessing. Martha knew where she needed him. Mary, a little bit later, went running to Jesus and said the very same thing. She said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Why, there's no greater place to have him than here. Amen. Oh, in times of sorrow, you see, Martha and Mary were sorrowful over the death of their brother. Boy, I've never seen so much sickness and disease in our land. In our church, we've never had so much cancer as we've had this year. Friday, a young man in his 40s had surgery at 10 o'clock. They opened him up and looked at him and just sewed him back up. Didn't even touch him. He just got married a week ago. I mean, cancer eat up with it. They said his organs was just like a wood that was, they were so hard. The lymph nodes in his gallbladder and his kidney was just like wood. It was so hard. And boy, I sat there with that new bride. I mean, just weeping. What in the world do you say? Only thing you can say, the Lord's here. Thank God in times of disease, in times of sorrow, in times of sickness, in times of surgery, in times of death. Thank God it's a blessing to know that the Lord is saying, hey, I'm here. I'm close enough. Thank God for you to find me. How close is he? He's at hand. He's within arm's reach. Aren't you glad the Lord in times of sorrow is here? Amen. Martha said, Lord, if you'd just been here. The sorrow of sickness had taken hold of Martha and Mary. You see, he whom thou lovest, that's what they sent word to Jesus. They said to Jesus, they sent word and said, he whom thou lovest, Lazarus is sick. The sorrow of sickness had taken hold of Martha and Mary. Boy, if we've got good health tonight, we ought to just already be up a shouting. Amen. Praising God for our health. You know what? I've been in good health all my life. I've had a few runny noses and a flu or two. But hey, I've been blessed all my life with good health. My brother's laying at home. I've been there 3 or 4 years. Laying at home in a bed. Ain't been out of the bed except to go to the doctor. He's got one of his legs off. He had polio. And you know what? I carry him to the doctor often, and all he does is lay in the bed and eat and read. And I said, Ro, you're going to have to quit eating so much. You're gaining so much weight, I can't hardly pick you up. He said, well, I don't eat much. I said, I know, but you eat all day long. And I got to thinking about it, how hard it was to pick him up. And one day the Lord spoke to me and said, count it an honor to lift your brother up. Count it an honor to put him in a wheelchair. Count it an honor, I tell you, to have 2 legs. Count it an honor to be able to walk. Count it an honor to be able to go. Count it an honor, I tell you, to have good health. The sorrow of sickness had taken hold of Martha and Mary. The sorrow of death had taken hold of Martha and Mary. I can see Jesus as he comes 4 days late. Which he's never late. But they thought he was. You say, they said, Lord, if you'd just been here. They was talking about 4 days ago here. The sorrow of death, Lazarus has died. They said, Lord, if you'd just have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But the sorrow of sickness had turned in to the sorrow of death. And I can see Jesus as he comes. And somebody says, Martha, the Lord's here. The Lord has approached. I can see her as she goes, as I read to you. She said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother not died. You know what he said to Martha? I'm here. But Lord, if you'd have been here 4 days ago. But Martha, you don't understand. I'm here. Time, I tell you, don't affect the Lord. Amen. By the way, if your salvation began with time, you know what it is? It's temporary. My salvation didn't begin with time. That's why it's not temporary. That's why it's not going to run out. My salvation, hallelujah, began before the foundation of the world. Way back yonder in the eons of time. Way back yonder in eternity, hallelujah, in the mind and heart of God. That's why he calls it eternal salvation. But Lord, you don't understand. We've already buried him. But Martha, you don't understand. Well, Lord, what don't I understand? Martha, I'm here. But Lord, you don't understand. By this time, he stinketh. Corruption has set in. And he's stinking, Lord. But Martha, you don't understand. I'm here. It's never over when he's here. It's never too late when he's here. It's never gone too far. Hallelujah, when he's here. The sorrow of sickness had taken hold of them. Boy, they was upset. And the sorrow of death, they'd had a funeral. There had been many people even come to Mary and went with her to the grave and wept with her. The sorrow of death had got a hold of them. And the sorrow of being let down. Have you ever been let down by somebody you really expected to help you? You see, they was expecting Jesus just as soon as he got word to show up. But he waited. It was 4 days. I mean, they felt like the Lord had let them down. You ever feel like somebody let you down? Well, it won't really matter as long as he's here. You know why? Because he won't never let you down. Amen. They had been let down. They had looked forward to the presence of the Lord. He had been in their home many times. He had helped them many, many times. But now he's late, they think. But when he got there, hallelujah, I'm glad he said, Martha, I'm here. Mary, I'm here. He said, show me where the grave is. Well, he knew that. I was reading the other day in the Word of the Lord about them scribes and Pharisees. Boy, he had a time with them. There's one thing about it. He never did lack for an audience because they was always around. I was reading it said, how is it that this man knoweth letters having never learned? You know what? They made a lot of statements they thought was criticizing the Lord, but in actuality was truth. What they said right there was the truth. How does this man know letters having never learned? Well, he ain't never learned nothing. If you know everything, you don't have to learn anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They thought they was poking at him, but you know what? In actuality, they was telling the truth. That's kind of like that crowd over there, I tell you, at the cross. You know, they preached the last gospel message, that crowd around the cross. Them scribes and Pharisees preached the last gospel message before Jesus bowed his head and gave up the ghost, and they didn't even know it. You know what they said? They said, he saved others. Well, that's what he come to do. Amen. To save sinners. Amen. He saved others. Thank God for the others. Yes. We know about Hebrews 11. We know about the whole front part of it, but you know what it says in the last three or three verses? And it says, and what about the others? Yes. That old thief on the cross said, hey, they steal time for me to get in.
Amen.
Amen. If he can save others, hey, Jesus, could I be one of the others?
Amen.
Amen. He became one of the others. Hallelujah. What did you become? You become one of the others if you've been born again. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, it's too late. He's sick. He's dead. The stone's over the grave. He's thinking, but Martha and Mary, I'm here. Said, show me where the grave is. Took him over there. Boy, I can see this. I'd like to have been there. He walked over to the grave. Lazarus! Lazarus said, he's here. If you've been in the grave 4 days, it sure is good to know he's here. Can't you see? I mean, they've got him wrapped up like a mummy. And there he is in the grave, stinking. But all of a sudden, he hears a voice. He's familiar with that voice. And he hears his name being called. I'm just seeing wrapped up like a mummy. I can see his eyes pop open. Lazarus! Hallelujah. He's here! Lazarus said, hey, he's here! How do you think he got out of the grave? I don't know. I know he got out by the power of the Lord, but he's still wrapped up when he got out. I mean wound up. I don't know how he got out, but I know one thing, he got out and he told that crowd, he said, you loose him and let him go. Amen. Hey, if the Lord brings somebody from death back to life, and the Lord brings somebody out of darkness into the light, why don't we, I tell you, loose them and let them go? He's the one that set them free. He's the one that delivered. He's the one that forgave them. Why do you keep, I tell you, trying to give them a guilt trip over their past life? Loose them and let them go. Boy, I can see Lazarus saying, he's here. Hey, one of these days, if we don't go in the rapture, when that trumpet sounds... Oh, when that trumpet sounds and the Lord himself descends from heaven with a shout, you know what the cemeteries is going to say? He's here! He's here, hallelujah! He's here! Blessed be the name of the Lord! He's here, glory to God! This world says he's not coming, but thank God the saints are going to say, he's here. Amen. Oh, in times of sorrow, I'm glad you can say here. In times of sinking, I'm glad Jesus is saying, I'm here. You remember old Peter? By the way, you can sink in church. We think everybody that sinks is out in the world. And I got some church members that's sinking in the world. Are sinking in the church. This is amazing to me. Friday, I was at that surgery. The bride of this man that was having surgery had a good friend, a woman friend, had been friends with her all her life. And this amazes me. When they got that bad news, this woman took her by the hand and put her arms around her neck and said, now all you got to do is just trust the Lord. Well, now that's good. That's good. We got to trust the Lord. And she was trying to give her encouraging words. Just keep your faith and trust in the Lord. The Lord can still perform miracles. And I sat over there and I thought, I ain't liking this at all. You say, well, that's good stuff to say. I know it is. But that woman that was telling her that ain't been to church in 2 years. And I thought, this just don't feel right. This don't sound right. It just wasn't right.
That's right, brother. Where are you coming from?
I mean, she's trying to tell her, just trust in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. And the Lord still works miracles. He does all that. And we need to do that. But hey, it means more when somebody has done it. It means more when somebody has trusted Him. It means more when somebody's been through the battle and realized that the Lord was there and they put their faith in Him. Not somebody that won't even come to church. Amen. Now that woman is a teller of that, had good words, but she's a sinking. She's a sinking. Old Peter one day is a sinking. I used to preach that years ago till I really read the Bible and learned better. I used to preach it that old Peter, because people's bad to do that, I used to preach that Peter is sinking and he is plumb up to his neck before he cried for help. But that ain't what it says. I preached that a minute. You ever preached that? Well, go ahead and nod your head, yeah. You know why? Because most people wait till they are sinking up to their neck, about ready to take their last breath before they ever call on the Lord. But the Bible said, and Peter beginning to sink. He may not have got up maybe knee deep, maybe not that much. And he said, Lord, save me. And about that time, stretched out that hand, old Peter said, he's here. He's here, he's here, he's here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Peter was sinking. I tell you, in the natural and the normal. We got people sinking in that. All he's looking at was the whiz and waves. That's a natural thing. Normal. We sink in the normal. You know what? Most of my people at Lyledown Baptist Church, the ones that are sinking, you know what? They ain't sinking away out there in the world doing some kind of ungodly stuff. You know what they're doing? They're sinking in the normal, I tell you, activities of their life, sitting on a church pew every Sunday morning. They sit there every Sunday morning, but their mind's gone out yonder somewhere, and their heart's out yonder somewhere. A couple of Sunday nights ago, there's about 15 standing out on the front porch on Sunday night after the service. I walked out and I said, what did I preach this morning? And they scratched their head and they thought and they thought and they thought. It's amazing how good Baptists can guess when they don't know the answer. And I thought to myself, well, I'll make it a little easier. I said, what did I preach on tonight? I mean, it ain't been 15 minutes. We've just had the dismissal prayer and I've walked out. I said, what did I preach on tonight? And out of the 15, one woman got it right. Why? Because we sit in the church with the daily, I tell you, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night activities. And you know what? They are so normal and they're so natural that we go through the program and we go through the plans and we go through, I tell you, the rituals. But what we need, hallelujah, while we're seeking in the normal and natural is to have Him here.
Yeah.
We need Him here. Old Peter's a sinking in the normal.
Yes, sir.
In the natural. I could give you a lot more. In times of sin, Jesus is saying, I'm here. You remember Adam and Eve? They sinned, hid themselves in the garden amongst the trees, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the cool of the evening. I can see old Adam saying, Eve, he's here. Hey, now we want him. Listen to me. We want him here in times of sorrow. We want him here in times of sickness. We want him here in times of death. But oh, when we've sinned, and we know we've sinned, out of the point, by the way, people nowadays really, 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 really have to sin to hide. and Eve committed one sin and they ran and hid themselves. Why, people can sin for a year now and not hide. As a matter of fact, they sin out openly and want everybody to know they've done it. But oh, Adam and Eve was hid because condemnation had settled in on them. Judgment had set in on them. But you know what? There they were, hid away. And all of a sudden, they heard the voice of one walking. Adam said, Eve, he's here. But you know what? If he don't come here in the midst of our sins, we don't have no hope. We don't have any forgiveness. Thank God he come with a sacrifice to take care of their sins. Let me give you the last thing and I'll be done. In times of separation, Jesus is saying, I'm here. Now this woman I read to you, her life, because of sin, she was, I might as well say, isolated more than separated. But her life was separated from her family, from her friends. That's why she was coming alone to the well at a time when women don't normally go to the well to draw water. You see, her lifestyle had separated her from all good things. Her sin had separated, and Jesus dealt with that, and it had separated her from all, I tell you, good things and good blessings. She had about two or three problems. Number one, she had a problem with dealings. In verse 9, she said, the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. If we could ever, we get all our church members on a given Sunday, I tell you, to get over their dealings, we could have a revival. Amen. Now, you already know this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, these camp meetings, and it's been a while since I've been here, but you know what? These camp meetings are not preachers' competition. Amen. And they're not preachers' entertainment. Hallelujah. We're just here to honor the Lord and glorify our blessed Lord and give Him praise for what He's done. Aren't you glad He's here? In times of separation. I mean, she said the Jews have no dealings. If there's somebody here tonight you can't deal with, you're in trouble. Amen. This knocks off of me the other Sunday night at church. Had a gentleman, a fine gentleman at our church. And Stephen, this is Barbara's home church, Stephen's wife. He come up to me and said, preacher, I want to talk to you this minute after church. One of the best men we got. I said, okay. I went in there and went in the back room. He said, preacher, there's something been bothering me for a long time. He said, and I deal with it. I'm just kind of tired of dealing with it. He had a problem with dealings. You know what it boiled down to? He said, well, I'll just tell you exactly what it is. He said, I got a brother in this church. My brother is in this church and said he ain't spoke to me in 5 years. He's not talking about another church member. He's talking about his brother, his own flesh and blood brother in the family. He said, he's not spoke to me in 5 years. He said, I'll just tell you why. He said, Mama had 11 acres of land, and when she died, made him administrator, and he ain't hardly talked to nobody in the family since. Dealings. There's more, I tell you, controversy in Baptist churches over when grandpa dies or grandma dies or mama dies or daddy dies. Hallelujah. You'd be better off just to sell everything you got. Take a good vacation before you die so your youngins wouldn't have to fight over it. I'm glad my daddy didn't have enough to fight over, Eddie. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You say, what'd you get out of the deal? I got his pocket knife. And I tickled to death with it. Hallelujah. She said, the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. You ought to be able to have dealings with your brother in the Lord. You ought to be able to have dealings with your wife or with your husband or with your family members. You ought to have dealings with your pastor. And what I'm saying is, you ought to get along. This woman had no dealings. She said, the Jews have no dealings. She had a problem with dealings. And Jesus said, well, there's one thing to take care of that. He said, I'm here. Then she had a problem with drawing. She looked at him and said, you don't have nothing to draw with. Hallelujah. Amen. When you're the well, you don't have to do have nothing to draw with. Hallelujah. My soul. You got a problem with drawings? She said, you don't have nothing to draw with. Then last of all, she had a problem with deepness. She said, and you don't have nothing to draw with. And besides that, said the well's too deep. She had a problem with deepness. She said, it's too deep. Lord have mercy. You get in him, you won't never hit bottom. I say, glory to God. If you ever get in him, you won't ever hit bottom. Amen. He's deep. Now the answer to dealings is Jesus says, I'm here. The answer to drawing, Jesus says, I'm here. The answer to deepness, Jesus is saying, I'm here. I close this and I'm done. I believe you got a drink of water. Because the Bible said about two verses after that, she went running into town and guess what she said? He's here. He's here. I say he's here. Now she knew three things. She said, I know that Messiah is coming. And I know that he's called Christ. And I know when he gets here, he'll tell us all things. What did she tell when she got to town? He's here. What did he do? He told me all things. And then the last thing she said, is not this the Christ? Hallelujah. She got an answer to every problem she had. Simply because Jesus said, I'm here. Thank you.
Amen.